Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
I'm Tyrus.
I'm Liz Claman.
I'm Greg Jarrett, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, July 4th, 2022. I'm John Saucier. As Americans celebrate our independence today, Ukrainians are fighting and dying for theirs. This entire world has a stake in this war, though, and we've seen alliances shifting very rapidly as this battle goes on.
Putin has got problems. He's going to talk a big game, but if I was his military leadership right now, I'd be just pulling my hair out.
This is the Fox News Rundown. War in Ukraine.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
In back-to-back summits last week in Europe and the G7 in NATO, it looks like NATO is closer to expanding. Sweden and Finland are ending their position of neutrality and are closer now to joining NATO. Most certainly a blow to Russia, but could this cause further problems?
This has just added another huge problem for Putin's generals.
Our guest today is Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, retired U.S. Army veteran, current Fox News contributor, also former National Security Advisor to Vice President Mike Pence.
When you think of Sweden and Finland, when they add their growth and their GDP and their weapons capability and military capability, all of a sudden NATO now is their spending in military terms is almost 27% larger than Russia is. And then you look at the geography of it, you know, from 440 miles bordering Russia, now he's got another 1,100 miles he's got to worry about on his border. I mean, this has caused enormous problems for Putin. Both those militaries are very high quality. I don't know how he can respond. He can talk all he wants, but there's nothing he can really do because now he's going to have to really spread his forces out. I mean, if I was a Russian general right now, I'd be pulling my hair out. I'm thinking, okay, thanks, Vladimir. You've just given us more problems than we needed before, because before this, as an example, there were a lot of countries that weren't ponying up what they were supposed to, which is 2% of their GDP spent on defense, which 20% of that was modernization. And that was determined in the Wales Declaration in 2014. When President Trump came in, only five nations were doing that. Now all of them are heading towards 2% of GDP. They're all going to have much more robust militaries. Even the Germans, who were the huge laggards and weren't doing that before, have now said they're going to go to 2%. So Putin has got problems. He's going to talk a big game. But if I was his military leadership right now, I'd be just pulling my hair out.
Yeah, absolutely. And more countries are pledging to move military assets into the region. I want to start with the United States, where President Biden talked about establishing a permanent base in Poland there. And this would be the first permanent U.S. forces on NATO's eastern flank. That would mean rotated developments also in other Baltic states there. How big is it for NATO and Ukraine to have U.S. military assets right there in Poland?
I think it's quite large because the Poles all along have wanted us to do this, and they've offered us tremendous incentives to have a major base there. And we're going to put the United States Army's 5th Corps there as the major headquarters, and then we'll put rotational troops alongside of them. But the Poles have wanted this, and the Poles are great allies to have. And seeing that and putting them close to the Russian border, it's got to make them think really hard. Again, it gives him another problem he's got to solve. A lot of that is because the Germans have not been hospitable in the recent past on having U.S. forces on their soil. The Poles really want us. It's a great training area, and they're very friendly to the United States and to NATO. So it's a big move, and I think it's a good move. It's a smart move as well.
Yeah, it's not just the United States moving military assets in the region. We heard from French President Emmanuel Macron. He says France will send troops to Romania if needed as part of the NATO mission over there. But there's some other countries at play here as well. Now, during these NATO meetings, for the first time, they included some of the countries from the South Pacific and south part of Asia there. China factors big time into this war with Russia. They were buying Russian oil, which is helping Vladimir Putin pay for this whole thing. But how do you think China's viewed how Russia's performed in this war so far? And what does China think when all of a sudden Finland and Sweden want to join NATO also? And you've got the United States and Europe sending troops right to the border.
You know, I think President Xi of China right now is kind of wishing he didn't have that handshake he had earlier. You know, that's my kind of take right now. It's like, oh, man, now what have I gotten myself into? And he looks at what's happening and the strength there. But I will say this. China would prefer that this be Russia's problem, not their problem, because they don't want. They would prefer us to get bogged down. And it's a strong word, and I really mean it. It's a bogged down in the European area, and not focus in on China. And that's one of the things we need to really focus in on is growth of China. You know, right now there's going to be 32 countries when you have Finland and Sweden, and then I talked about the military budget differential. Right now, to me. You know, we need to focus a lot more on the Pacific than we've been doing. And let the Europeans kind of handle Russia right now. You know, even the Wall Street Journal, I think it was yesterday, made that comment. Look, we're doing a lot. The NATO allies need to stand up. And we need to put a lot of focus on what's happening with Japan, with China, and ensure we increase our alliances with South Korea and with Japan, and actually strengthen up our alliance with Taiwan as well.
Our guest today is Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, retired U.S. Army, Fox News contributor, former National Security Advisor to the Vice President, Mike Pence, talking about this war on Ukraine, of course, on this Independence Day. Thanks for listening. We've got much more after this. We focused on kind of the broader geopolitical issues. Let's get back into the fighting in Ukraine, the Donbass region. This is a really tense fight going on right now. A lot of observers are saying this could be the most critical battle of the war. From your assessment, do you think Ukraine is going to be able to hold on to the Donbass region, or is Russia going to ultimately take it?
You know, I think, you know, in military terms, you know, size has a quality all of its own. And the Russians have that in size. And the Russians are fighting hard, but so are the Ukrainians right now. And I wish we had given the Ukrainians the weaponry that they had wanted earlier, primarily the multiple launch rocket systems, because years ago we developed that system in a program called Assault Breaker, which was designed to fight the Soviet Union and the Warsaw Pact allies. That is the one system, the artillery system, that the Russians fear, because it's got greater range, it's got greater lethality, and the Russians just don't want to see that on the battlefield. Well, we've only given the Ukrainians about 9 of those systems. We should really try to give them a lot more of those systems than we can, and we haven't been able to do that. So my concern on that is we haven't given them enough that they need to fight with. We should have done that earlier. Now, saying that, I think the Ukrainians can hold what they've got, but I'm not too sure they can hold the Donbass region only because of what the Russian strength they've got there. But, you know, I don't think the Russians can go much further than that. I think they're overextended. They've been fighting now for over 140 days. They get tired. They're getting worn out. They've taken tremendous losses. But we're going to have to see where it goes from here. My biggest concern right now is nobody's really talking about any type of negotiation to have conflict resolution. And they're going to have to get there sooner rather than later. And I don't know who's going to do that. It's generally the United States, but the United States really, under President Biden, doesn't have a strong leg to stand on, especially with Putin, because Putin and Biden really don't get along. So I think this thing's going to keep going. I think that comment that Putin had made, that he's withdrawing from Snake Island, as a goodwill gesture, I think he's overextended. Let's just see what they're going to do. I think he's going to have to pause. He's going to have to refit, rearm. My concern is, where does he go next? And if he starts to go towards the southwest, you know, then I think there's a real concern I've got that if he starts to cut off and completely shut down all of the access the Ukrainians have to the Black Sea, he's already cut it down to the Sea of Azov. But, you know, if he goes towards Odessa, then I think the Ukrainians got a major problem.
Yeah, so the battle continues on. Our guest today, Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, retired U.S. Army, current Fox News contributor. Well, as we celebrate this Independence Day, we've got to remember those who are fighting for our independence, as Ukraine is doing as we speak. And we spoke about American troops being sent to Poland, but right now there's American troops all over this world who are looking after our best interests. And I just want to know, more on a personal level here, what is it like for a U.S. service member who is serving overseas on a big holiday like the 4th of July, thinking about everyone back home? What do they go through? What's their thought process, and how does that feel?
Yeah, well, it's hard, and it's really it's tough on families. You know, when the soldier's deployed, he's got something he's really working hard on, and he knows that. But when you've got the families deployed, you know, you have to understand that the military is just not the individual serving, but it's also the families and the kids they have back home. And the reason I'm saying that is my son is currently deployed. He's deployed overseas, and I look at him being away from his family for over 9 months. He looks at his two young sons and his wife. I've seen that when my daughter was deployed on the 4th, when we were deployed, when I was deployed on the 4th. And you have to always think of the families as well. The soldiers are very patriotic about it, but so are the families. And it's kind of an ingrained all-for-one effort. They're very patriotic. I mean, when we were gone, the families back home, they'd put the yellow ribbons out on the trees. They had put the American flags out. They'd have the barbecues. But it's hard. But they all understand the sacrifice they make for the good, for the greater cause. And the reason, that's one of the reasons they're in the military, to serve this great nation. And they're very proud of it. And I think we as Americans should be very proud that we have people like that serving, but also the strength of the families that are back home that are sitting and waiting for their husbands and wives to come home.
Yeah, we absolutely are very proud. And I think that's a great point, not to forget those families, because it's just as difficult for them missing their loved one, all the uncertainty of being overseas. And we just want to thank all of not only our soldiers out there for their service, but the families as well. And thank you, sir, and your family specifically. Sounds like you guys are right in it as well. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, retired U.S. Army, Fox News contributor, former National Security Advisor to Vice President Mike Pence. Happy Independence Day, sir, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Fox News Rundown War on Ukraine podcast.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.